Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Commerce and Gaming Committee back to order. Let's see, the time is 12:48. And looks like we have a quorum. So the next item on our agenda this afternoon that we wanted to discuss was our LLC and our gaming, which are some of our big ticket items. When I say that, I mean we have to approve the annual plan, you know, for gaming, as we're aware of, and then the LLC has a request this year. And so what I wanted to do was to give some ample time to both of these entities, and so we have a meeting today until 2. That'll give a little bit more time for them, and then we have a meeting Friday, and then one next on the 24th. The 24th meeting is also the same time as the gaming board meeting. And so I just wanted the committee to know, we may want to give them, you know, some more time Friday or however. I just want to let everybody know they may move their meeting to Pawhuska so that we could all be closer together. And but we can talk about that as we move through. But we do have ONCA 2590, which is item 6 on our agenda, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the LLC in the amount of $7,351,000 for Skyway 36 and Lost Creek Ranch, and to establish an alternate effective date. And Congressman Bickhorst is the sponsor of this bill. And so I wanted to turn it over to him to talk about the request a little bit, give us an overview. And I also wanted to let the committee be aware, it sounds as though from our last meeting that the Tribal Development Secretary and the LLC have been having discussions. So that's a positive move, because I think in that funding request, we noticed that some of those funds may be able to be applied through our PIF, possibly, or we just wanted to look at the request in more detail and make sure that we get them funded properly, and talk about, I think it was the ranch, the house on the ranch that the Cowboys occupy. And we talked about that during our last meeting. So Congressman Bickhorst, do you want to speak to your legislation?
Yeah, I'll say just a little bit. I've been going down there, and it's amazing some of the things that they have accomplished down there, in the way of testing those drones and in different climates of weather. You know, whether it be 45 degrees below zero or a hurricane, and then listening to the higher ups down there, and I'm not sure who they talked to about taking over some of these properties, but they are really interested in Lost Creek because there's some companies that would like to lease that. So I think it's I think they are headed in the right direction, and I'm proud to say that, you know, that we have them, and they're doing what they're doing. Their view, their vision from their front door looking out, it's going to be amazing once they get finished with everything. But with that, I'll turn things over to Mr. Hamilton and let him start off, and he may have board members on. Bourbon?
Mr. Hamilton, can you hear us?
I'm Bourbon, Chair.
Well, hello,
Mr. Hamilton.
Hello, Mr. Hamilton. Welcome.
Yes, we do have some board people on. Chairman Galen Crum, and I believe that is it for right now. we have Shanice Slayton with TIL, also. Randy Burke with the Skyway Range, and CEO Russell Goff.
Okay, good. Mr. Goff, did you want to talk about the. Oh, that's right. And Mr. George, is Jason George with you guys too, Bourbon?
Jason George is with us.
All right, wonderful.
Yes.
Glad to hear he joined your team. That was exciting news to see these Osages being hired. So,
I need to do a sound check because I can't hear y'all. Can you hear me?
we can hear
Thumbs
you.
up or wave? Well, I can't hear you, so I'm going to start talking. So this should be interesting. So somebody wave, timeout, cross.
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Okay, well, who wants to start off? Mr. Goff, do you want to start and speaking, or do you want to turn it over to your Skyway folks?
Hey, good afternoon, Chair Rebar. This is Russell Goff. Thank you again for having us back to continue our conversation with you, and we do appreciate your time today and your schedule to get a lot of business conducted on behalf of the nation. So, last time we were with you, we covered roughly half of the appropriation request in the act, and today we'd like to try to cover the other two portions of that appropriation bill, and that's both of those really relate to our operations around drones and Skyway 36. And so if it pleases the committee, we'd like to turn the floor over to our experts in that regard, Randy Burke, Colonel Randy Burke, and Shanice Slayton to discuss those dollars in the appropriation.
Okay, and let's do that until how about 1:30, and then at that point we'll turn it over to our gaming folks. Well, thank you, Mr. Goff.
Thank you. Randy, you have the floor.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the Commerce Committee and Congress. It's my pleasure to be able to present the budget submission from the Skyway 36 LLC perspective. And just a couple of moments, a few comments about myself and why you should care and why I care. So I served in the Air Force for 27 years, principally in aviation. I was the aircraft depot commander line tinker, as well as Warner Robins Air Force Base. I was in private industry for 3 years as the VP of operations for a propeller company that did overhauls with a $42 million annual revenue. And for the last 7 years, I was with an executive with the FAA. And my last time with the FAA was as the facility manager, so to speak, for the entire FAA infrastructure for the ATO. And I was one of the architects of the Build Back Better plan for improving infrastructure under the previous administration. I left the FAA, but just because I decided I couldn't fix Washington and I wanted to be a part of a team that had a focus and mission. I have ties to Oklahoma. My son is an OSBI agent, and I'm a citizen of the Chickasaw Nation. And I was looking for a team that was focused on doing something important, to join an honorable group that was doing good for both its citizens and for the United States. And that's why I was seeking out this opportunity, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And why is now an important time? You cannot turn on the news and not see something about drones, UAS, UAV. It's everywhere. And the importance is only increasing. This is probably a generational opportunity to be a part of something. It is so big from an economic development, technology development, and for our national security. And we need to be a part of it. If the rank ordering of tribal entities that are involved in UAS, we're in the top tier. So the Choctaw Nation has had a head start with the FAA because they were one of the primary programs that had about a 10-year head start. We're number two, and we're closing in on what they are doing. And the funding that we are seeking is to ensure we close that gap and we take over leadership, because the Osage Nation is blessed with great people and space. And open space is something that is in demand. It's not really available, and industry is seeking places that are available right now. From a drone development opportunity, we're ready to test. And the testing is picking up. It's not as fast as we thought it would, but it's also evolving with not just air testing, but ground autonomous vehicles. Again, we need the airspace and the ground space. And other than testing is fun. It's important for research. It's important for the development of these industries. But what's more important is we need to manufacture those assets. Those places, those new developments need a home to be built. I was at Camp Gruber this past weekend for an exercise with the Oklahoma Guard, and there were probably about 150 different attendees from across the country, DOD, and there were two international, lots of industry people. But one of the comments that struck me was that the adjutant general said that, unclassified, Ukraine brigade commander there said that they are going through 10,000 drones a month in what's going on over there right now. There is nobody in the United States that is right now can create a capacity to do that. So if there were a right now conflict, as a country, we would be behind. And I think that it is a great opportunity for our security, but also for the development of the nation and creating jobs and infrastructure that have a long-term impact to the Osage Nation and to the United States. So sort of with that, our budget request total is $6,642,000, and that's a combination of an operations aspect of the budget, as well as an infrastructure and development aspect of the budget. And I'm going to pause a second here and see if I can unblur my background, because I wanted y'all to see there some of the things that, you know, funding from the Osage Nation has already done, and some of the grant opportunities that are continuing to build. I'll get back to that in a moment. But the operations piece of that, we're requesting $255,000. And I'm not going to go line by line on what that is, but is principally to continue to develop the infrastructure both at the Skyway 36 drone port here in North Tulsa, and also on the around the quarry on the Osage Nation Ranch. And the quarry piece of it is to put in some infrastructure, electrical power in the quarry and up above the quarry, so we can connect some radar systems and also put some office storage facility in the quarry itself. Now, why would we want to do that? Some of the customers we're looking at are seeking places to test that are away from populations. The DOD, historically, the ranges that the DOD has are where people would go to test things. The backlog for those ranges are probably 6 months or more. And if you are not one of the big prime vendors or someone that has a DOD contract already, you're not going to get on their ranges. So there are people actively looking for, I just need a place to fly. I need a place to, you know, where I'm not going to bother anybody, you know, a place to, I won't say be alone, but to be secluded, both to develop drone technology and also counter drone. And we talk a lot about, you know, what's flying in the air, but as equally important is there are people out there that are seeking to do bad things to us, and how do we detect them? You know, we already have a customer that we're working with right now that is on that end of the technology, and that need is only going to expand. With the executive orders that the president signed to try to speed up, go faster. Everybody wants to go faster. You know, that directive is there. There's money there. I think the current administration, with some of the changes that have occurred, DOD or Department of War, whatever, didn't know how to spend the money fast. And they're coming up on the end of the year, and they're about to get more. So the entities that have capabilities and space, something to provide the customer, are the ones that are going to get the contracts, because they'll come, the people will come forward and say, can you do this today? And it's either yes or no. And if the answer is no, they're moving on to the next activity. And that is the same with the business development and manufacturing. Do you have space to manufacture right now? If the answer is, we'll have it in 5 years, they're moving on to the next activity. And that is one of the things that we're addressing in the infrastructure part of our budget list. So I'm going to circle back just a little bit to the operations aspect. Other than the North Range, there are several vehicles in there to include a potential tower, trailer tower. We are in the process of acquiring 2 radar systems through the EDA Build Back Better, the BBRC grant. Now, those 2 radar systems, the total value is $229,000. We need power and mobility assets to use those radars. So that is part of the continuing development of infrastructure that will be applicable for testing beyond visual line of sight. And ultimately, as the Part 108 that approves beyond visual line of sight, radar is never going to go away. So those places, especially transitioning from urban to rural, there's a business case there, especially with regard to moving material. And the big, you know, first responders are the biggest case. But another one is medical. Pharmaceutical, you know, moving from a hospital main pharmacy hub to rural clinics, which I know that the Osage Nation has several, and there are a number in northeastern Oklahoma that, you know, we owe it to those places for the health of citizens that we're able to get medicine to them quickly in an emergency case that they don't have to drive to Tulsa or wherever to get their cancer treatment. We can move those drugs to them quickly and safely via drones rather than as the winter roads are out here. You don't have to put people on the roads. So it's safer and long term, it can be more efficient. And there is absolutely a business case for that. One of the last thing on the operation side is the common operating picture software. So behind me, those are 2 different systems. And there's a third one. The one, I don't get my left and right looking behind me. Over here is satellite-based with GPS that shows everything that is flying. And when drone testing, when you're flying, even if it's an operation, not just testing, how do you detect who else is flying so you can avoid them? The one on this side is a radar picture of the radar from the radar that the Osage LLC purchased last year. It has about a 3-mile range, but it's ranged in picking up some other data. But this common operating software, there are other assets out there. You need one picture to put those things together. So you're not turning pages, you're not looking back and forth. And this is absolutely something that the FAA is going to require for anyone doing operations once the Part 108 approval for beyond visual line of sight. And it's just an exciting time to be a part of this. So that operations piece is one aspect of it, but to really look to the future, we have to look at investing for that future. And I mentioned the manufacturing piece. Y'all are many well aware of the 88 acres that are encompassed in the air park and the master lease between Osage LLC and Real Estate Services and the Nation. That is 88 acres of great property for flying, but it's also available for development. Just when I was first came on board before I joined the Skyway 36 LLC, I was Skyway Range Inc., the one employee, and trying to figure out how to make things work with this nonprofit startup business. And it was tough. And I was looking for space to do things because I needed space. So I ended up, you know, looking around different places and ended up leasing some of the space from Real Estate Services in the back of the warehouse. I looked all over Tulsa for space that was acceptable for what we were doing. It's not there. Not in the from the 10,000 to 50,000 square foot. And at the same time, when we got into the Tech Hubs grant and the Safety Ops Center, so that's the room that I am in, is the Safety Ops Center. And Russell will tell you, I was fairly insistent. We need to do this now. And this was part of the appropriation that Congress provided of the $530,000, I believe it was. Last year, or when Tulsa PD moved out of hangars, temporary office space, I was concerned that if we didn't have space to show and start demonstrating the Safety Ops Center, that Ops Center was going to go somewhere else. because where we were in the old warehouse wasn't going to work. Investors, there's potential for state government being a part of the op center as well. We needed a place that would show, and we have that place now. But that's just kind of a, when I was looking for, okay, if we don't get this renovated in a place to land in, what am I going to do with this $2.9 million grant that people are going to want to see and be a part of? And I was concerned that if it left and it didn't come here, it wasn't going to come back. So I'm happy to say we have a place for it to land, and we're going to need some continued investment in another facility that's out there. But I was looking for places to lease, to put it in temporarily. There is nothing suitable with regard to medium to high end office space to receive customers, to do an op center that would attract outside investors, state government, and even the Osage government. So, I'm happy to see that we landed here in the investment that we're requesting. Previously, Congress has approved, I think, $1.1 million. It was categorized as a hangar. It was going to be built. It's targeted to be built near the existing hangar on the air park. Well, that design is just a hangar. We really needed more than just a hangar. So we were requesting an additional $1.2 million to make it the kind of space, multi-workspace, also available for renting out office space, and it would be the headquarters for the safety ops center in the long run. So that is one of the short-term projects. The design is almost complete. I'd say within the next month, we'll have 100% engineering design, and we'll be presenting that to tribal development for review and comment. And from that, okay, that would be great to have that new facility out here. And if you haven't been out here lately, the grounds are looking great. The concrete that was the construction project is done. Windshape is doing their grand opening, and the acceleration of business and opportunities. We have a place that people will want to come that is one of the, it's the only place that exists in the world. So also in the future, we're looking at, we've completed a master plan, and we're asking for a $3.5 million as an investment to build a 50,000 square foot manufacturing facility. So we have a place here that we can receive people who want to build the drone systems to protect our nation and market to DOD for agriculture or whoever, to be right here in the middle of the Osage Nation and provide jobs to Osage citizens. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Janice Slayton, who can talk a little bit more about the master plan and the real estate aspect. But I would like to say also one thing that I left out on the ground space in our request. We're looking for a lease of the Lost Creek Ranch because, again, it is a secluded space. It is a safe place to do things, not to damage anything, but for drone detection and people who like to hide, things like that. And I appreciate the discussion with Secretary Johnson we had on how we would do these things and how we would operate within the bounds of the master lease. I think we had a great discussion, and we have a path forward on how to make that happen. So with that, I appreciate your time and attention, and I'll hand that over to Janice.
Thanks, Randy. Good afternoon, everyone. Lovely to see you. It's been a little bit since I got to see you last up there in Pawhuska, and I hope that you all got to have a little bit of time to review the master plan we got to hand out. It's a very exciting time to be working with Osage LLC. I have over a decade of commercial construction and development experience. I've originally built 36 Degrees North. It was Tulsa's first co-working space over a decade ago. I went on to then build Mother Road Market, Tulsa's first food hall. And from there, I went on to consult for Mid-America Industrial Park and built about $20 million in construction for them. So I am well-versed, and then spent some time in the utility side, so understanding gas, electric, water needs, and have had a variety of experience with building all sorts of things from restaurant space to industrial space. So I'm excited to talk with you today about our request. My portion of the request that is cumulative with supporting Randy is about $6.4 million. I won't go through line item, but I did want to highlight a couple of points that I find really important and want to bring to your guys' attention. One thing is, as you see the master plan lease, something that we will need to figure out, and we did have a wonderful call with Secretary Johnson yesterday, who I plan to go up and see in October. He said, let's wait till Congress is out of session, and then we'll get some time together. But we really need to look at how do we have long-term master leases over this land? Because at the end of the day, if we build buildings, tenants are going to want to know that they can be there 5-10 years down the road for manufacturing. They don't want to get into a space and then have to then re-up their business in 3 years and move. Hopefully they're growing and they'll need additional space, which is a great problem to have. But looking at this 50,000 square foot manufacturing space and the overall development of the master plan, figuring out how we do these long-term leases, 20, 40, 50 years, I've done leases that are 99 years in the past. And it allows for businesses to be stable and know that their assets are secure. So that's something that we'll need to have conversations about as we move forward with this process. The request is for several different facilities. You'll note on there the manufacturing space at 50,000 square feet. I have some software that I can pull from a regional perspective as well as national, but regionally, so around Tulsa, there is a 3% vacancy for any manufacturing space at 50,000 square feet or more, which means in all of Tulsa, there's about three different spaces, and I will say not in good quality standing of buildings that allocates this kind of space for manufacturing. So this is a prime example of an opportunity for the nation and the LLC to diversify their revenue through investment in real estate. And what makes it really unique from an outside developer perspective is that oftentimes the land acquisition cost is so high, it then hinders the actual business model for a development. And with the Osage already having all of this land that we're looking at from the master plan perspective, it makes the building and the revenues come off their return much quicker. So you'll note the manufacturing facility, the engineering cost associated with it. There's an additional civil engineering and design package for infrastructure. We know that there's going to need to be water and sewer build out for that, and we need to get that underway. Starting to understand the typography and what kind of watersheds will need to be looked at and the site infrastructure. We've got some on there for the 1.1 to close out that building that Randy had mentioned. We have, I think, a little over $1 million that was already appropriated. And when you look at construction cost and what is needed, we need that 1.1 to be finalized. We're excited. We've already got some folks interested in bidding said project once the final construction documents wrap in about a month. So that's really great to see. You'll see other things like the runway resealant, the maintenance facility for Skyway. They're having a lot of, you know, we have vehicles, we have different needs for a side-by-side and trailers, and want to take really good care of the equipment we have. And so having some kind of storage facility is really important. Ladders, tools, things of that nature that they use to really manage the range. You'll note things like the signage package, which will allow our current tenants, such as Windshape, which their ribbon cutting grand opening is September 25th at 10:30. Would love to have any of you who are interested to join us down here just past the very end of the facility. So we need some signage package to help direct people back to Windshape, to help direct to the new Osage LLC offices, which would love to show you guys when you're in Tulsa. And then having where Skyway is and having more directional signs so folks and clients coming out will know exactly where to go. We've got some security packages and cameras. We just need to up level our facilities to make sure that they're ready for clients. The great thing is the hangar that Tulsa Police Department already vacated or was previously in for 20 years is already full, and we've got tenants in there. And so they're showing an absolute demand for this. And I think that it's a really fantastic time for Osage Nation, as well as the LLC, to make their investment in Tulsa, as there is nothing but to gain from here. And with that, about 1:17, I know you want to be at 1:30. Perhaps we could have some dialogue if there's any questions for Randy or myself.
Committee, do you guys have any questions? I think this is exciting. I appreciate the this act, this master plan is wonderful. I just want to say thank you guys for the time you've put into this master plan. It's very welcoming to see something laid out as such. Are there any questions for anyone right now regarding the Skyway request?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Could I just make one other statement with regard to Skyway Range as an entity? Our goal is to make it a sustainable business, and our runway is to do that by May of 27. That is my focus. That's my goal, and to not come back and ask from an operations perspective, do this again. This is really to up-level us so we can continue to compete and catch up and take that number one spot. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Committee, any questions?
Chair.
Yes, second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I don't really have any questions. I really appreciated the presentation and the plan that you put before us. That was it's one of the most thorough products I think I've looked at in quite some time. And so I just appreciate that. And I kind of want to touch on, I said this the other day, but I'm going to say it again, where you all are headed, especially in the manufacturing and the conversation about defense manufacturing. Congressman Keene posed a question the other day at our one of these meetings that he asked, I think he asked the gaming board, how can we get to $100 million in revenue? And I actually want to say that I think the most encouraging thing I've heard is that you all are on a path to get to a place of $100 million in revenue. Where you're looking in the sectors that you're looking at in manufacturing and in aerospace is ripe for that level of revenue, or I mean even half that level of revenue coming out of the spaces that you're looking at. And so I keep thinking about Congressman Keene's question to gaming the other day, but I also keep thinking about it in regards to you all over there and where you're looking, where you're building, where you're planning, ways to generate capital to get into new ventures. That's how we get there. That's how we get to 100 million, you know, plus revenue is the areas that you're looking at. And so this is a chance, I think, to diversify. And it's really encouraging, I think, to hear you all talking in that way. I keep saying encouraging, but that's just all I got. It's just really wonderful to hear you all looking at the places that the rest of the market is going. So thank you.
Committee? Any other questions? Let's talk about your meeting with Secretary Johnson a little bit on how we move forward on the appropriation request, because if we appropriate the money to the LLC, then the LLC would be actually handling the build and the development. Typically that goes through the executive branch, through tribal development and through Casey's area. So was there
Madam
discussion,
Chair?
Casey, about what would be the best fit? Would you mind putting in your comments at this time? We have till 1:30, Casey, to talk to the LLC.
Yes, ma'am. So we discussed that yesterday, and I believe that we should approach this in the same way that we did the casino builds. So the casino, They did all the invoicing, they did all the pay, they did everything. It was under them. But because of the way the law is, tribal development had a seat at the table to make sure that the nation, was getting the best bang for its buck. So I think, and I told these guys that yesterday, I think it's smoother and less bureaucracy if the LLC receives the appropriation. They do basically the same thing that the casino did. They are paying the invoices. They're doing, the day-to-day stuff, and development is, checking and overseeing according to the law. I think it would be smoother that way.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, Casey? I mean, now that you've had a chance to visit with everyone from down that way about this project, what are your thoughts about the going
So
forward?
the only other thing, I don't think that's me, but the only other thing that we talked about was it, and it goes to all of what we're speaking on. All of this new construction, so it's not PIF related. So, the only thing the Property Improvement Fund could do would be to pay for the demo of the old house. According to what they were telling me, the house isn't worth saving. So that's really all we could do is remove the home. But again, I think for efficiency's sake, do it all out of one budget, under the LLC, demo, construction, done. And I think it's just simpler that way. Plus, I'm going to have to ask you for more money in the Property Improvement Fund because we got a lot of stuff that's coming down that I was not ready for.
Okay. Well,
Chairwoman.
I know we're RJ. We're kind of like going back to, okay, just real quick, Assistant Chief, I hear you. And then, but I'm going to let Congresswoman Good Fox respond to Casey real quick. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Okay. I'll make it quick.
Casey, you can't see me, but I my eyes got big and I was in my head and I just came out of what can you tell us that to what you just alluded to? What are we looking at here?
So one example with the rains and stuff that we had this year, we're looking at three backflow preventers to put at our different locations. Our issue is, and you guys know this, that city sewer down there by the visitor center, that's their system. The city sewer system is not helping us out. So we're going to put backflow preventers in there to keep water from backing up on us. Because that's really what's happening is the sewers, especially going east, are a major issue when it rains like it did. So that's one thing.
Okay. And she has a question about that case.
I have a question. So are we talking, you said three, are they all in Pawhuska? Or,
yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because
down by the tribal development, down by the visitor center, and out by Harvest Land.
Go ahead and ask because I have a question. I know Congresswoman Goodfox is going to go there, but
I am going to go there because
I mean the water that we experienced down in the Hominy Village during the dances. I think it was. Was it last year?
It was
it was just sitting, and it actually, had wiped out some of those family camps. And I don't mean to go off. I just want you to put that in your brain, Casey, when we get to talk about these PIF requests, because I thought that would be one of the efforts we'd be talking about, was that area down in the Hominy Village. That was awful. I have video. I can send it to you.
That's something to add to the list.
And I'm not saying that Harvest Land doesn't need that. You obviously, and it's my understanding from, you know, from a few people that was what they called a 30-year or something that, you know, that impacted this county. I just wanted to like verify that. Yeah, I think the visitor center and Harvest Land definitely could use something like that. But I mean, I'm going to be real honest. I don't want to hear about that going over there at the little walk trail that was underwater, because that's not a, you know, it was underwater, but it took some time. It drained out. It was unusable for a while, but there isn't anything. We don't have buildings, and we're not, you know, it that is something that could wait, in my
Madam
opinion.
Chair.
Yes, and I don't want to digress from the LLC discussion, but I mean, it all ties in together. We understand that, Secretary Johnson, so go ahead.
No, it had nothing to do with the walking trails. We've understood that since day one, that some of that is going to be underwater at some point, because that's what the creek does. No, what happened was there was enough water going through the sewers that it actually backed up into Harvest Land itself. So it backed up through the floor drains. So if y'all went out there to have that lunch with the Department of the Interior guy or whatever that was that time last month, the building didn't look like that the week before y'all went out there, because that water backed up enough that we had to replace cabinets, drywall. We had to repair the bathrooms, simply because those buildings, you know, they're meant to have drains in the floor, because there's, you know, those folks out there, they wash things and all that, but we don't want the water coming backwards. And then, because it's going to find a path of least resistance, and as soon as it finds a hole, it's going to come out of it, and that was the floor drain. So it was the building itself, the kitchen, the lab, the bathrooms. It got through those floor drains. So that's what we're talking about out of Harvest Land. It had nothing to do with walking trails.
Okay, thank you, Casey. Any other questions regarding the LLC request?
Quick comment, Chairwoman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Assistant Chief. I didn't forget about you. I would never. Please, yeah. I've been waiting on your comment.
And I'll make it brief. But, it's not what I really wanted to mention. But, yeah, Casey's right. I mean, that walking trail, I mean, the creek, when it gets up, that is clearly in a floodplain big time. So, anyway, I participated in the conversation with the LLC, and I'm excited and encouraged by what they've got going on. And Casey and I agree that it would be better off in an appropriation to the LLC. So I agree with Casey on that, and we express that to the LLC.
Okay, thank you, Assistant Chief. We do appreciate your comments, and I just want to say that I've enjoyed that all the right people are at the table, and they're having they're communicating, and I can tell, and I just appreciate that that's happening. Thank you to all you guys involved. And so what we'll do is, on Friday, we're going to meet again from 1 to 4, and we can allow more time, sponsor Big Horse, to discuss this, or we can move it out, whatever you'd like to do, sir, at this time.
If there's no further discussion, I would prefer to move it out.
Any further discussion on ONCA 2590 committee? I mean, we can hold it here. We've got two more meetings, or we can send it out. Congresswoman Good Fox?
I am not going to hold this committee up. I clearly have a vote. I have been very, I've been very upfront and honest with my colleagues over the years, and where I, the reluctance and the hesitation. I think I've been very, and I've had a really hard time sometimes voting yes on some things, and I'm a no. I'm a no, but I'm not holding the committee up, and I very well could change my vote on the floor for a final vote, but that's just where I'm at today. I don't know that, you know, a lot of more meetings is going to put me in a comfort zone where I'm a yes. I don't know. So because of that, I say my colleagues feel good about it. They're yeses. They need to want to get it out. And I think, will this follow the same structure of, are we planning to report out and then move it over to appropriations? Because we didn't really talk about that. I mean, we talked about budgets. We talked about budgets, and I think we're all in agreement on that. But this isn't a budget, it's an appropriation. But since we are working without a budget analyst, I still say with this kind of a number, any kind of a number, that it's responsible for us to report out and move it on over. That's just my thoughts.
I would agree with that as the chair. Congressman Hamilton or second speaker, do you guys have any comment about what you want to do with this? Are you okay? You want to leave it here? Do you want to move it out? Or do you have any, I mean, is there anything further you're wanting in the committee? Congressman Hamilton?
I'm ready to move it out too. I don't know why we would move it to appropriations when there's several of us here that are on appropriations committee. We're hearing it now, but if that's what the committee wants, I'll go along with it. But I don't see the harm in holding it a little while longer either. It is a big request. So whatever the committee decides to do, I'm with it.
Thank you. Speaker, is there any?
Thank you, Chair. So I'm a little confused as to, let's say we hold it. We hold it. We still have some additional questions. When are we going to come back to it, and in what format are we going to come back to it? Are we going to be able to have these folks here, or are we holding it for many purposes, just to keep an eye on where we're at in that way? So I'm not sure that I feel like we need to hold it. I think that most people feel one way or the other about this situation. We've discussed it so many times. So for me, I don't think we need to hold it. But again, I'll go along with the group as well.
Okay. Thank you, Speaker. I think I understand where Congresswoman Goodfox is coming from as well. When we get the Congressional Appropriations Report completed, and Second Speaker and I have been talking about that yesterday and today, and that is one of the requests that we'll see on there, because it was part of the original request coming down from executive. We also have been getting some additional requests as we see being filed. I hear there may be a possibility of more coming in. So then it goes back to us prioritizing, right? And that's what we're going to have to do as a Congress, is prioritize. So what I don't want to do is get to where this discussion can't be brought up again somewhere. And I think what she's saying, if I may, Congresswoman Goodfox, I think she's saying, let's be open about putting it in appropriations to discuss again if we needed to. Is that what I'm hearing?
It is. Because with those with those conversations of unknowns of what could be coming down, I mean, you know, here, colleagues, are some facts. We have set on the last day of session, and I mean the last day of session with extension, and got a request that was very needed for a village that needed immediate attention. And it was read out, fast-tracked, and voted on within 30 minutes. And it was upward of $500,000, a request that it was imperative. We needed to address it. I don't think that anyone of us wants to do that rush to the podium, send it out the door, and then us be with another week and a half, 2 weeks of session still in full swing where we could get another request. We don't know what it is. And us have just spent all the money. You know, that is my concern, and wanting to send everything with a dollar amount to the appropriations committee, you know. But that's, again, I'm not trying to hold this up. If the committee feels that it needs to go out, I'm fine with that. Or keeping it here. You have plenty of meetings.
We do have Friday, and again, we have the 24th. So with that, I mean, the only other discussion we would have with the LLC then would be this. And so Friday, I wouldn't even expect them to have to come back unless the committee's asking them to. So I'm open. Speaker Shaw?
Chair, based on that, I think we do need to send it to appropriations.
Okay. Well, then I say we get the action and get it out of committee. And then if that sounds what I'm hearing, let's get it out of committee. And then we can expect it to go back into appropriations, and we'll just let it sit there with the rest. Is that okay? We can show it. Yeah. So, okay, well, without objection, then we want to move ONCA 2590 then to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
No. One no.
Okay, thank you to the folks that joined from the LLC. And let's see, we have...
Madam Chairman?
Yes. Mr. Crow?
I'd like to take this second to thank the committee for listening to us today. And the other day when we were there in person, I bragged on our staff. And the two people you listened to today were a couple of our newest additions. And I think you see now why I was bragging on them. There's some very capable people, and I commend their presentation. And I thank you for letting us do the presentation today. That's it. Sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Crum. We appreciate you, sir. Okay. All right, guys. The next item then on our agenda is item number 8. Let's go to ONCR 2520, which is a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for FY 2026. I wanted to speak to them. We have about, I don't know, less than 20 minutes, and so I wanted to give them a little bit of chance to say hello. And as discussed, we have Friday and then the 24th. And so the committee, if we can let them just speak to us and we can go into further about gaming on Friday. And I'm going to leave that open on the 24th for any possible closeout on the LLC or gaming, actually. So, Ms. Pearson, are you here on the call?
Yes,
from gaming? Ms. Claudette, is that you?
Yep.
Okay. How are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I think we can see your boardroom somewhat.
You can hear us as well.
Okay, so we could hear you, but there was a lot of echo.
Yeah, Central, you have a terrible echo.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes,
this
I can
Polly,
hear you.
Just one listen. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you're here. Well, if somebody wants
Congresswoman
to...
Congresswoman Rebard. We think maybe you guys have muted us.
The central boardroom.
The central boardroom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see if we can get you unmuted here.
There you go.
We can hear you, Ms. Pearson.
Okay.
But it echoes.
Ms. Kimberly, we're not seeing an option for that. Can you speak one more time so we can see if the echo is okay?
There we go.
There it is.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, you're just perfect now. All right, good
afternoon. All right, thank you. Apologies.
It's okay. We have 15 minutes. I did put a little...
We'll have to put 30 minutes for technology on the agenda.
That's okay. And we do have you guys back down, you know, for Friday. And I feel like we'll be in a better position, even if you guys, you have 15 minutes. So if you want to speak to your plan without being an executive session, we can do that. Or we can go in executive session. We have 15 minutes. What do you guys want to do?
I think we probably should go into executive session.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, without objection, let's go into executive session.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we go into executive session.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Everybody just hold still and we'll get us an executive session.
I just click share and then go to this. Yes.